It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande performed her new song, Thank You Next, live for the very first time on Ellen yesterday and almost fell on stage when it looked like her boot slipped, but she kept pushing through with the performance.
I ain't worried about nothing, plus I met someone else. We haven't better discussions. I know this, oh my God, going too fast, but this won't go last. Cause her name is Ari, and I'm so good with her.
All right, come on, be a professional, Ariana Grande.
I love that. I love that she just like laughed through it. And also, this was pre-recorded, so she could have easily just stopped right there and redone the performance. And that's what a lot of people have done on Ellen, but she just decided to keep pushing through and go anyways, which I think really shows to her character.
So. And by the way, we're going to be giving away Ariana Grande tickets coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I want to win those tickets.
You can't. You work for the station.
Okay. Brad Pitt has no plans on getting married again after Angelina Jolie. Sources say the actor's brutal and wild divorce from the Oscar-winning actress has turned him off from marriage. Pitt won't be alone, but he just says he won't ever get married again. I don't blame him. John C. Reilly told Good Morning America that he would love to team up with Will Ferrell again for a Step Brothers sequel.
John C. Reilly, why do I not have that clip in front of me? Is this it?
I played Goofy the Troll in Frozen.
No.
It is not.
I'm sorry, I suck at life. I don't have it in front of
You're
me.
You're totally fine. So basically he just said that if he could do any movie over again or do a sequel to, then it would obviously have to be Step Brothers. And the Good Morning America team absolutely loved that answer. And that was pretty much the answer they were looking for. But he did say, I mean, it just doesn't depend on me. There are a lot of other people, great people in that cast. They would have to agree to it too.
Do we just become best friends?
Yup. Love that movie. Selena Gomez left the psychiatric facility on the East Coast where she received treatment after suffering an emotional breakdown. Gomez was in the facility for a month where she received dialectical behavior therapy, which is therapy that treats various mental health disorders. In September, the pop star was taken to the hospital because of a low white blood cell count. She was released but readmitted the next week because her low white blood cell count was still low. During her second stay, Selena demanded she be allowed to leave and tried ripping the IVs out of her arms. Doctors described the incident as an emotional breakdown. Gomez is reportedly laying low since being released. And coming up in an hour on The Garbage, this actor is refusing to see his newborn baby. That's The Garbage on Radio Now.
Thank you very much, Liv the Web Girl.